Democrat Janet Cowell was elected as treasurer in 2008 and again in 2012. She fills one of eight positions that make up the Council of State. This past Tuesday, that group had its monthly meeting in Raleigh. But Cowell was not there. She was in Bermuda. For the second time this year, Cowell was appointed to a board of directors, this time for James River Group Holdings, a specialty insurance agency based on the British island.
You can't serve two masters here in this particular area. And with all due respect to her, I just don't think you can keep these things separate.
Richard Moore has a relatively unique perspective on this. He's the only former North Carolina treasurer still living. He, too, is a Democrat, and he is opposed to what his successor is doing. Cowell manages the 26th largest pension fund in the world. This year, she will receive a $125,000 state salary, as well as $75,000 from the private insurance company.
I think if you stop the average person on the street and said, hey, does this pass the Smith test? I think almost everyone would say no.
The traditional questions about serving on boards and running for office have centered on when to step down or how long until leaving office before accepting a position. A decade ago, Moore took some criticism for accepting a board position too soon after leaving the treasurer's office. In February, Cowell was named to the board of Channel Advisor, an e-commerce technology company based in Morrisville. That organization will compensate her with a $50,000 retainer and $150,000 in restricted stock.
For-profit board service by a full-time public official is highly problematic and I think should be avoided, period.
Charles Elson is director of the Weinberg Center for Corporate Governance at the University of Delaware. He wasn't aware of any states or municipalities where elected officials sit on private boards.
It's a problem for the full-time public office holder and a problem for the company. The conflicts that can come up, either real or optical, it's just not helpful. I mean, your job as a director is to represent the investors. Your job as a public official is to represent all the citizens. Obviously, there's a bit of a conflict there.
And while this may not pass the smell test or settle on moral high ground, what Cowell is doing is not against any law. She sought approval from the State Ethics Commission before joining the first board this winter. It was granted. Cowell is not seeking a third term and is scheduled to leave office in about 8 months. Interview requests to Cowell were not granted. Her office referred WUNC to a document in which Cowell pledges to recuse herself in the event of any conflict of interest. Calls and emails to the National Association of State Treasurers were not returned. At the legislature this week, lawmakers in both parties conceded this was a gray area. House Rules Chairman David Lewis recalled discussions in previous years about limiting outside employment for Council of State members.
I think most of the time that was Democrats trying to poke fun or poke holes at Republicans. I think this is a serious matter of public policy, and to the extent that I believe there will be some new ethics bills that will be rolling out in the near future, this may be an area that the General Assembly wishes to look into, but it won't be as a knee-jerk reaction.
Lewis added that this has now become a campaign issue for those seeking to replace her. Republican Dale Falwell quickly criticized Cowell and pledged to not join any board if elected. Democrat Dan Blue III initially avoided the issue before echoing the same vow. About one in eight working people here have a state pension. North Carolina is one of only three states where an individual serves as the sole trustee of such a massive fund. And for now, Janet Cowell is legally receiving compensation from both the state and private corporations, attempting to balance her obligations to public employees along with two corporate boards. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.